Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Bressuit, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clinton out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kirkland goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Raditz now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Askew reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Joe Sq. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby is walked intentionally. John Romano pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. John Romano now catching. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Ramos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with DeLahaz covering, double play. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramos strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Francona is walked intentionally. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLahaz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.